I'm Kevin Willis. Last month, the federal government approved Governor Matt Bevin's changes to the Medicaid health insurance program for low-income and disabled people. The changes are worrisome for advocates and patients in a state where dental care is already inadequate. But the new plan will also mean big changes for dentists, who already accept lower reimbursements for the services they give Medicaid patients. Lisa Gillespie of member station WFPL reports dentists fear the new system will leave them offering more care for free or having to turn away patients altogether.
A little less than half the patients at Family Health Center's dental office in Louisville have Medicaid coverage. People with Medicaid health insurance currently have automatic access to the dentist. But starting July 1st, that will change for some Medicaid enrollees. Dustin Pugel, a policy analyst at the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, explains it like this.
So it gives options for folks to earn credit that they can use for specific services like a dental cleaning or a filling or whatnot. But in terms of comprehensive dental coverage, that's gone.
So instead of having that comprehensive coverage, some enrollees will have to earn reward dollars to pay for a dental service. This will apply to most individuals without a dependent who earn up to 138% of the federal poverty level, though many groups are exempt. And Melissa Mather at Family Health Center says that'll mean a fundamental shift in how her clinic educates its patients.
We have to start looking at that because we're going to start teaching you about how to accrue my rewards, you know, virtual dollars. And so our knowledge has to kind of catch up on who our patients are, because before we could just say, oh, you have Medicaid. Great.
How exactly dentists are going to A, identify which patients will have to earn dollars for dental care, and B, tell those patients how to redeem those dollars is still unclear. Doug Hogan, a spokesperson for the state, says the system to identify people and help dentists redeem My Reward dollars is still being developed. But what if all this work goes into checking if a patient has enough reward dollars for services, but a Medicaid patient still hasn't earned enough to pay for that work? That's the part that troubles Garth Bobrowski, a dentist in Greensburg.
And it becomes an ethical situation of, say, somebody needs a tooth pulled and they've only got $15 in their account.
Hogan with the state says that dentists will be able to overdraw a patient's My Rewards account up to $150, but that might not cover the cost of the needed work. In Somerset, dentist Henry Kofi says he knows that the state is trying to rein in the cost of Medicaid, and he understands the need. But there's already more demand than supply when it comes to dentists in the state who accept Medicaid. The pay rate is low, and combined with these new changes, it doesn't bode well for people trying to find a dentist.
I feel like I got a little bit of a moral obligation to try and help these people. And the other dentists, I don't know if they think they're too good to take it, whatever, but somebody has to work on these people.
And it makes them think that these additional hoops might mean more dentists will decide to stop seeing Medicaid patients.
For me, it's just about to the end. I mean, I'm paying two full-time office people, and their job is 8 hours a day. They're dealing with filing Medicaid reports and checking Medicaid reports. And now they're telling us they're going to give us more to do. It's just becoming unfeasible.
Since Kentucky Medicaid enrollees will have full dental coverage until July 1st, these dentists have a message. Act fast and get your dental visit in now before it's too late. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.
You can find an archive of this report and other stories about upcoming Medicaid changes in Kentucky at our website, wkyufm.org.